Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm good. Are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Should we do this then?
Yeah, we're in a different room today, aren't we?
We are. We're in a different room. Hello and welcome to the Get Fact podcast. Thank you very much for downloading. I'm James.
Hi, fact seekers. My name's Jonathan.
I know you as Johnny, but yeah. Thank you for downloading this. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas, isn't it?
Not too sure when this will be out. I'm assuming it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Johnny's eating a wine gum, a festive wine gum.
Festive wine gum in the spirit of Christmas wine.
A festive wine gum. No alcohol being drank today for the recording.
No.
You're struggling with that wine gum, aren't you, a little bit?
I am, yeah.
And your phone's going. How professional have you?
Well, I mean,
it's not my phone, it's my computer. Well, it should be on silent, shouldn't it?
Well, it is.
I made you sound like Stephen Hawking. Hello there, my computer is not working.
That's not a Kermit the Frog.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Hey, Miss Piggy. Can you turn my laptop onto silent, please? So, yeah, it's a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
So, it's been your day off today. We're not recording this Christmas Day, so I like to think that we pretend it's Christmas Day, but really it's not. You're really chewing there, aren't you?
I'm finished.
Well done. Let me check your mouth. Sorry, they do it on I'm a Celebrity, so, yeah, okay, clear, yeah.
Yeah.
They know when they have a cockroach, you just, you know, they've got to make sure it's gone. So it was your day off today, so you were tasked with, obviously it's a change of venue,
yeah.
Doing this here. We normally do this at your place.
We normally do it at my place. I do the travelling today.
And we're doing it here, right.
Williams had took it out.
So last week I didn't know we were going to record here. I thought we were recording at yours, and I left some notes for the Christmas episode,
yes,
in your drawer.
Your notes.
So I left them there thinking we were recording there.
Mm.
I since texted you 3 or 4 times.
Yep.
Don't forget my notes, please. Don't forget my notes, please. Johnny, don't forget my notes.
Yep.
My notes have got all the Christmas facts on them. Don't forget them.
I didn't forget them.
And you said, I've deliberately not answered your messages so that when I look at my phone, it says about the notes.
Absolutely.
On my screen. Brought the wrong notes, didn't you?
I mean,
brought the wrong.
Why then?
Notes. I don't know why. Did I say? I don't
why
even know
did
why
you save them?
These.
Why were those
I
notes
think
in my
these
drawer?
Because there was a task. There was a little thing I wanted us to do on there. But I mean, that's what I think about them. I'm gonna throw it at you as well.
That bit of paper was inside the wine gums.
Oh, should we sue Maynards again? We're not happy with Maynards, are we?
Are we not?
When we did the sour ones, remember?
Oh, fucking hell.
Continuity, remember?
Yeah.
So anyway, Merry Christmas. Special K, Ghost Director, Anthony.
Yeah, all the crew.
Yeah, all the boys and girls out there. The other podcast who seem to took a shining to you, at least.
Well.
No, they're only human.
So next Sunday, we're recording with them, aren't we?
Apparently so, yeah, all being well.
Yeah.
Johnny's eating again.
I'm just hungry. I think it's Ghosts and Knockers it's called.
Yeah, Ghosts and Knockers, or maybe Booze and Booze podcast.
I'd call it the Terrifying Tits. Probably wait till they're on for this level of top class banter.
Yeah, so I believe we're going to be on their podcast.
Yeah.
So does that mean we've broke America, Johnny?
I'm
at that
pretty
point?
Certain that we broke America.
We're like the Young Beatles, we've just broke America. You know, when I was here with Ringo and he said that we wouldn't be able to do it, and lo and behold, the two girls from Boobs and Booze said we could be on it. That wasn't the best, was it? But you get the idea. We've broke America, I think, if we go on there. They've probably got a bigger listenership than us, and they've been going fucking 3 weeks.
Probably fucking have as well. You know why? Feminism.
Not even that. You know what? Really impressed with their Twitter campaign.
Why?
They've been active on it, Johnny, unlike you. And they make notes and bring them to the show, unlike us.
Yeah, they do actually.
So there's that element of it.
There's a lot of hard work goes into that particular show.
It's almost as if they care about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you find that this isn't polished enough for you, then maybe just go and check theirs out.
Yeah, but don't stay there forever. Obviously, still download this.
Oh, yeah, still like us the best.
Yeah, still like us more.
Yeah.
you know. It's like Johnny has a favourite grandma, apparently. So
I don't. They're all dead.
Anyway, Johnny, do you want a Christmas fact?
Thanks for bringing that up.
Do you want a Christmas fact just to cover over the fact that you're a bit upset that your grandmas are both deceased?
Yeah, let's have a Christmas fact from your phone that you always shout at me for.
Yeah, because, well, why is this? Because I've not got my notes.
Because you left them.
The world's tallest Christmas tree is 221 foot high. It was erected in a Washington shopping mall.
Bollocks.
In 1950. Now, here's the thing. This is our third, at least, Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Don't know if any of these I've repeated, because obviously the ones that I had written down, I knew I'd not repeated. Turns out these ones could be from anywhere. Do you know that the tradition... You know, like, I mean, people... I mean, I say the tradition. People don't put tangerines in stockings anymore, do they?
I used to when I was a kid growing up.
You got a tangerine in a stocking?
Did I show you my Halloween pumpkin turnip?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I show you the actual picture of it, though?
Yeah.
Wait.
It's Christmas, though, Johnny. It's not Halloween.
Right, yeah.
That would have been useful for the Halloween
episode. It would have been, but I only found it the other day.
Anyway, so you used to get tangerines in a stocking?
Yeah.
I never...
And walnuts.
And walnuts?
Yeah.
Jesus, you had an hard life in the fucking northeast, didn't you? Jesus Christ, what was your dad being... What was he getting paid a week? Oh, you've not shown me that. That's petrifying. This is Johnny as a child dressed up for Halloween.
It's either me or my sister, we're not quite sure. But that's, you know, I mean, we still used to carve out
turnips. I will tell you now, judging by the shoes, that better not be you. Because I'll have you for that for the rest of your life.
Is it not?
I carved out turnips, state of that. You know, listeners, who aren't too familiar with Johnny, I see him day to day, good God. Not day to day, but I see him enough. And... He does things, and he says things, and I think, where has that come from? Where's that stemmed from? Where's this character come from? This, like, made-up Beano character. And then I see pictures of your childhood like that, which will go onto the Twitter.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
At Get Fat Cast. And it all makes sense. Your mum's batshit crazy. Your dad couldn't really give a shit either way.
Did I tell you about the Christmas jumper she made me?
You sent me a picture, but this is... Perfectly. I mean, see how this is better than the Halloween costume you've mentioned.
Yeah. Did I show you the picture of my jumper?
You show me the picture. I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Would you like
again.
To describe it to the listeners?
As far as I remember, it's a jumper. Is it a knitted jumper?
No.
It's a jumper with you on it.
Yeah.
With your face on it.
Yeah, she's made like a little fabric elf and then printed off a photograph of my face.
For you to wear?
Yeah.
So, what's weird about that is, like, people see you out in public in that. And
they're like, I made it myself.
Is he so up himself that that's what he does, or is his family so mental that that's what he does? That's another one for the Twitter.
Yes, okay. I actually entered the Christmas jumper competition with that.
Yeah, and where did you finish?
Well, I don't know yet. I assume I'm going to win.
Just my twisted mind. Then I was going to say, and where did you come?
Hey.
But I didn't want to. Obviously, all over the jumper. I mean, let's be honest. Rather use that than fucking tissue, the state of it. Anyway, Johnny, tangerines. You used to get tangerines and walnuts in the stockings. What a bleak picture you painted for everyone. That tradition comes from the 12th century French nuns who left socks full of fruit, nuts and tangerines at houses for the poor. I don't know why it says fruits, nuts and tangerines, like tangerines aren't a fruit, but that's where that tradition comes from. Is this where you discover... Johnny's looking now confused at his laptop.
It's recording, but it's not showing us how long we've been recording for, but it is now. We've been going for 11 minutes.
Right.
But it's not 11 minutes because we've got that song at the start of it, so we need to take probably about 4 minutes off that. We'll do an extra 4 minutes, basically.
If this bit makes it in, it's been a shit episode.
No, this is good, this bit. This is top class.
So, I mean, you've just revealed it there. I'm going to have a wine gum now, even though I'm having a cup of tea. Maybe I'll save that until after my cup of tea. There is a Christmas wrap.
There is a Christmas wrap.
Is it going to be at the start or the end?
No, we'll put it at the end because...
Yeah.
You know, give them a reason to stick around.
So there is a Christmas wrap that everybody can look forward to.
Yeah.
I've spat my bars.
You are?
Fire in the Christmas booth.
My job to polish that particular turd.
Yes, and roll it in glitter. And obviously you've got your bars that you're going to put on that.
Yeah.
I hope.
Hippity hoppity Christmas.
Yeah. Because you were a bit... See, I said, oh, let's do another Christmas wrap, and you were a bit almost unsure. Then I think you heard a bit of mine and was like, yeah, I can have a bit of this, because you heard how ridiculous it was and thought, yeah, I can't be any worse.
As long as I can be better than you,
well, you've got plenty of time to think about it now, haven't you?
I've got How many days of Christmas is it? I've got like 6 days. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me the rap about Christmas time.
Brilliant. Also, I did tweet the other day about you not editing the podcast. Delve into that a little bit more? Oh, was that your little tummy? If anyone heard that, that's Johnny's insides because he's a poorly boy.
No, it was, wasn't it? That was
it sounded out. Like a windy night through a crevice in a window.
Oh, she was like an outside levee door on a windy night. we've got it. We've sent it off to someone who reckons he can master it for us, but he's having some trouble receiving the file.
Oh.
So I'm probably just going to do last week's myself tomorrow.
Ah. Okay, so that was a little... I mean, it wasn't a genuine... I wasn't trying to be lying on social media.
Oh, no.
But someone said they were going to try and make it sound better. I don't know how they're going to do that.
Well, but I think they'll just delete your bits, mate.
Delete my bits and probably the boiler going off every two minutes. The bits where you burp and eat into the microphone.
I just get hungry sometimes.
So look forward to a 6-minute episode next time, you know, when he does it again. Or last week, rather.
I mean, would that be better?
A 6-minute episode of brilliance.
Well, yeah, like 6 minutes of wonder.
I'd like to think we're raw and edgy, but really...
We're just unprepared. And yeah. I think asinine is the word.
Yeah, that's all it comes down to. So, Johnny, Christmas.
Christmas, Christmas. I fucking hate Christmas.
Do you really hate it?
Oh, I can't be arsed with it.
Here's another fact for you. Hanging presents on trees may come from the Druids, who believe the tree was the giver of all good things.
Oh, right, nice one. Good for them.
Yeah. This is the sort of interest you've got in it, is it? Oh, right, nice, good for them.
Yeah.
Is that what you want the listener to be like?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, yeah, nice one.
They're
excited. Thanks for the facts. Perhaps I won't bother with next week's.
The listeners are excited to get onto my bit.
Right, so, actually, that reminds me, because you said...
Oh, you're going to start going off again. I'm having a wine gum.
No, because you're having a wine gum, and I was just about to ask you to go into your story, because I was trying to be professional about it, about you going to your nephew's teacher.
Yeah, so, I went to watch Wilbo's nativity play.
Wilbo, how old is Wilbo now?
7.
Yeah, but mentally, how old is he?
Oh, 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going... It goes to a Catholic school, so it's in a Catholic church, right?
Oh,
so you're not that comfortable.
No, not near the priest anyway.
No, right? Get away from him, William. Stop holding his hand. And you go in and fuck me to say it was boring, right?
So is the nativity? It's not in the school hall. It's in the church.
In the church,
right? Okay.
So they're on the altar, and they've got. I think it's the bloke who tried to nick the TV last week, pinned up on a stick behind him.
Right, yeah, of course. Classic.
Old chubby brown joke, that.
Classic.
Very good.
Joke.
That I believe my cousin made when we were in there. Because he was over from Canada, and he listens to the podcast, and he was there.
Shout out to North America.
Yeah. Which was apparently something we have to differentiate between Americans and Canadians, because they don't like being called American.
Well, of course not. Which is why I said North American.
Good. As long as everyone's happy.
Furthermore,
anyway, right?
Everyone knows that they're not the same.
And this nativity was shite. It really was the lowest of the low quality, right? They didn't even have in church.
I mean, what did you expect? He's 7. What?
An organ player, I would have liked.
Break dancing? What did you want?
You could have had a girl on the organ doing the hymns.
I think the priest already had someone on his organ earlier that day.
You know, all backing tracks.
Right. You're really thinking too much into this.
Kids singing backing tracks, right? So
they were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right? I thought that's what you wanted. You wanted backing tracks. Sorry, wine gums.
Work the CD player. Incidentally, teachers have got a lot better looking since...
Since you were 7.
Since I was there, yeah.
I remember, certainly at that age, there were much older women.
Yeah. Not now. I mean, I'm thinking about going to reset my SATs. anyway... So we're going, and it's absolute toss. And he sat there, right? And he didn't fucking get up.
Who?
William.
Right.
And then Joseph comes on, and I think that's not William. And the three wise men turn up, and he's not one of them either. They're all getting up doing different songs. He goes, fuck off for the whole thing.
I mean, what did you expect from him?
And then I expected him to be singing. His mother's been paying for him to go to singing lessons.
Right.
So he should have done a fucking song. Right, and right at the very end, 45 minutes into this absolute travesty,
yeah, He body pops.
No, he stands at
he
the
throws back. Knives at the priest.
He stands at the back of a choir and mumbles his way through Away in a Manger. Right.
I mean, that's the one, isn't it? That is the nativity sort of the headline sort of song.
It is a headline, but he didn't do it very well.
Right. Are you the Simon Cowell in this now in the audience?
Basically, yeah. I was
banging a buzzer, yeah. Just like, get off.
I didn't have to start throwing things.
Do you have any other songs you could possibly sing?
Well, no, they fucking didn't, and that's the problem.
Away in a Manger is quite sort of... Away in a manger, no crib for a baby. You see what I mean? It's hard to...
I thought we were going for the full song.
Not really, no.
Oh. Anyway, so, then they get you for £2 worth of fucking free raffle tickets.
Did they get you with the tray that they pop round, and it comes round twice?
Nah, well, they got worse than that. They said, well, the children are getting ready to go home... You're welcome to come and join us for free tea and coffee.
Right, free tea and coffee.
So it says, right.
So you lot were there, yeah. Rat up a drain pipe, your lot.
Well, look,
oh, wait, see if they'll keep the tea bags dry and we'll take them home.
I went, our Andrea, my sister, right,
yeah.
Straight in, how can she fucking get involved?
Yeah.
Right, so we're not there for 30 seconds before she's in charge of hot water dishing out cuppers.
Of course, yeah.
Right?
She make a good brew?
No.
No.
God. So as we're there, right, the head teacher's on the door selling raffle tickets.
Mm.
Right? £2 a fucking go. There's me £2 down for a free cup of coffee. I think I'm fucking thick. He says, and who are you? Who are you coming to see? Who do you belong to? You know, I write my name on the back of the thing. I said, it's Wilbur.
Who do you belong to?
No, who's your kid?
Right.
I said, Wilbur. I said, we've all come. And he said, oh, that's nice. He said, I'm not being funny, pet. I says, I've drove all the way from Manchester for this.
Oh,
it's 126 miles.
You're critiquing next the teacher
year,
now.
Next year, can you make him Joseph or something? All he ever did was stand at the back and do a bit of sign language with a way in a manger.
Oh, did he do sign language as well?
Yeah.
I mean, I did do that.
Right. I thought that was quite funny.
Yeah.
And she just went...
But here's the thing, you do it with a straight face. People can't read your face to see that you are joking.
Oh, right, yeah, because she said, well, it should be worth the effort anyway if he's your nephew.
Yeah. I think she was right to have a backup at that point.
You reckon?
Yeah, because if you said it like, ha-ha-ha, then it's, oh, yeah. But when you say it and go, fucking hell, I drove 126 miles, he's taking a fucking piss, I think, like, he's at the back there, he's a bit of a thick lad, you know, and no one knows, he's fucking totally beat, you know. And she's like, all right, fucking hell, calm down. I've got 29 other kids to worry about.
Yeah, we should be worrying about my one.
Everyone will say that,
won't
they?
I like Matt. No, fuck him.
Would you have minded if he was Mary? I mean, that's the way society's going these days, isn't it?
Don't be assuming his gender.
Yeah.
I'd have him as Mary, yeah.
Do you think that positive discrimination, that's why he didn't get it? Oh, no, actually, he would get it that way, wouldn't he?
He should have got it, yeah. Having a little, yeah.
Having a special doing it. But sorry, we can say that about him, because...
Oh, well, because he is one, let's face it.
I mean, he's not, but we just say that he is.
Daft.
He is a bit daft, isn't he?
Yeah. So then we went. Another weird thing happened there as well. So we're in a queue for this free tea and coffee.
Mm.
And
where's your £2 gone for the raffle?
For the raffle
ticket.
What's
the winning prize in the raffle?
Bubble bath.
Oh.
Some shite. Right? Then
the church roof.
Yeah, so we stood there. And this bloke is behind me in the queue. And as I say, my sister's giving out the tea. She's in charge of hot water, right?
Mm.
And this bloke says to her, oh, it's all right, pet.
I've brought a flask.
Just fill these up with hot water. I've brought my own mugs and tea bags.
Very presumptuous of it. I mean, is he a veteran at this nativity
well, he must
thing?
Be, but
he's got
why,
about 8 kids.
Why would it cross your head?
Cross your head?
Yeah, why would it cross your head to bring tea bags and mugs with you?
Maybe some people are fussy like that. I mean, you just wouldn't drink it full stop, would you? But some... Maybe he thinks, you know, Father Fitzgerald, he loves his PG tips, and I'm more of a Yorkshire tea kind of guy.
Mm.
Maybe that's what it was. But your own mugs as well?
Yeah.
That's weird. Because what I would do if I was like that, I'd have a mug and say, just hot water, please. And do my own tea bag out of my pocket, you know what I mean? Like a drug fiend.
Yeah, but I wonder if he does it in other places as well. Like he's out there at Pizza Hut.
His own toppings. Yeah. I'll just have the cheese pizza, please. Just pulls out his own ham and pineapple.
Yeah, I can see it.
Can you just bang that in the oven again for another 2 minutes, please, while the pineapple gets crispy?
Or maybe he should have like a little stove next to him, the gas stove, a little camping stove.
Don't worry about the fire alarm, that'll go off in a minute. Don't worry about that.
And then after that, What happened after that then?
I don't know, I wasn't fucking there. Did you all just go home and have a good time?
Oh, right, no, yeah, so we left, right? So I was, me and me, I don't know where they are, they're my cousin's kids. So I don't know whether they're like second cousins or whatever.
Some, yeah, I mean, you can't fuck them.
No, not what I want to.
No. Ugly.
Yeah.
Dog rough.
Anyway, they're going, we're going out, so me and Morgan, the little lad, I'm stood there in the foyer of the reception, of waiting where? For my sister to stop gobbing on so we can leave. Right?
Where's this, the Wetherspoons
in the
now?
In the school.
Hey, let's celebrate his first nativity. Let's get the Wetherspoons.
He's in the...
It's Curry Club Thursday. Yeah. We'll all share a chicken eater.
You wouldn't get my dad on a Wetherspoons.
Your dad wouldn't go on a Wetherspoons?
Not on curry night, he wouldn't.
Oh, that, no, that's fair.
He doesn't like spicy food.
No, he doesn't.
So, anyway, I'm stood there in the reception of this school just texting my mate, right? And then the receptionist says, are you all right there? And I said, yeah, fine, thanks, you. And she went,
You're not using the free Wi-Fi, are you?
And I'm just, yeah, you're right, I was texting away on that. And then a mate came over and said what she really wanted to say, which is, excuse me, you're not permitted to use that phone, you must put it away now. And essentially got kicked out of school.
In the foyer where? Oh, the school. Oh.
No, child protection in that.
Mm. Well, the thing is, you do look like a bit of a pedo, so...
Well, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not one, just to clarify.
No, I mean, you're not. I mean, obviously...
So that was
a hung jury, couldn't prove nothing.
A very well hung jury.
I mean, you know, you try and get a 4-year-old to testify, but we shouldn't. Listen, it's a Christmas right. One. I'm Christmas. Bringing the tone down,
right.
Aren't I?
You are bringing the tone down.
Christmas
questions.
Oh, we're doing Christmas questions, right.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Right, so these are in lieu of research.
Hey guys, play along at home.
Yeah, so. You have to make me a Christmas present because you have no money.
Right, yeah.
So what would you make and how would you make it?
I could go down the funny route, but yeah. I'd go down the pull at the heartstrings route. Make perhaps like I could do what you'd call a poem, poem.
Oh, right, yeah.
Bit of poetry. So I mean, what am I allowed to use? As long as it costs me nothing, can I do it?
Yeah, go on then, yeah.
So I'll print off a picture of me and you.
Yeah.
And then write a poem over the top of it.
Oh, Johnny, your head is long, so I thought I'd sing you this poem and song.
What rhymes with twat?
Hat.
Right, perfect. Hide your long head with a hat. So you don't look like such a twat. If by chance we ne'er meet again, I'll think of you. Obviously, I'd have more time to think about
it. Yeah, so, obviously. Yeah. I mean, I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, I commented about my head. It was possibly the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. I said, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, with this fucking head. And they went, well, what's wrong with your head, like?
Oh.
And I turned round and they did see it. But,
yeah.
You know.
Turned like a fucking the Titanic in the dock.
Yeah.
It took you about four weeks. Turn with your head. Who was it? Who was being nice to you?
Ah.
See, here's the thing, right? I'm like we poke fun at each other, don't we?
Yeah.
So I say you've got a long head, and you'll say like, "Oh, he's a little fat boy" or whatever to me, and that,
mm-hmm.
And I'll call you a pedo, and you look like Sue Perkins, and you look like Mr. Muscle, and whatever. But people now, and you'll go, "Oh, I've got a long head," and people go, "Oh, don't say that about yourself." But like, it is true.
Yeah,
and that's fine, isn't it? Like,
that's absolutely fine.
You're still my best mate.
Well, obviously, because I'm handsome.
But you've got a long head. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well,
I think the Alien films. I don't know if it's even. It's just, I suppose it's like a franchise now, isn't it?
Yeah.
They would save so much on prosthetics if they just used your head. If you could somehow become sort of stuntman.
I could be a stuntman.
Your head is like the shape of an alien from the film's Alien.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, it's Christmas. Stop trying to make me cry.
And scarier, they'd make it an 18 then.
Is it not an 18 already?
I don't, well, if it's not, it would be with your face in it.
Well, yeah.
You
bastard. Right, so... Christmas question number two.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
If you could play any character in any Christmas movie, what would you be?
Ooh, good question.
See, it's good this bit, isn't it?
I was going to say, is Oliver Twist a Christmas film? It's not, is it? It's just on at Christmas,
isn't
it?
You're getting confused with Scrooge because they're both Dickensian. And that is a good word.
It's a very nice word. A bit like this fucking podcast at times. I'm going to say... I suppose I've got to be quick with this.
Yeah, I mean, it would help.
What about... I don't really like anyone off Home Alone. I'm trying to think of Home Alone. I suppose from a financial perspective, to be in Die Hard and get some more films out of it, think of the money.
Oh, right, very clever, yeah.
Yeah, from an entrepreneurial
perspective. Yeah, so which one do you want to be in Die Hard?
What's his face called? What's he called?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah, but what's he... I can't even think of his acting... the actor's name. What's he called in Die Hard?
Bruce Bennington.
Bruce fucking...
Willis.
Willis. Yeah. Because then I... Did that... Did he do that before he did... I See Dead People?
Ooh, yeah, well done.
Oh, plenty of money. That one. That one, please.
Sound...
go on, what about you?
What?
Christmas film person. Who are you being?
I don't know, I didn't thought. I didn't expect there'd be follow-up questions.
Oh, you didn't think I'd ask you back?
I'd be Steve McQueen's character from The Great Escape.
Ah, but is that a Christmas film or is it just on at Christmas?
Yeah, good question. Not really a Christmas film, is it? What good Christmas films are there? Oh, I'd be the one off... I like Bad Santa.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, that's the only Christmas film that I properly like, I think. Never really been exposed to any others.
You've been exposed to other worse things, haven't you, I suppose? Next question, please.
What's it like to be fat at Christmas?
It's quite good. You get an excuse to drink. See, at Christmas, I get to Christmas Day, right? If you listen to this Christmas Day, depending on what time of day it is, I'll probably have had about 4 pints of Guinness early afternoon. So that's nice. Because normally I'd have 2 and be like, let's lay off the Guinness. Bit bad for you, innit?
Isn't it? I thought Guinness was good for you.
I mean, it's got iron in it, but it's just quite heavy on the on the tum-tum. 4 pints of Guinness, and then whatever booze is knocking about is just fair game at that point.
Yeah, but again, you're not much of a...
I'm not much of a drinker anymore, Johnny. I've tried to knock it on there, haven't I? Since recent things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
What with, you know, what happened in last week's episode, if that gets uploaded in time.
Yes, it will. What happened in last week's episode?
I was out for my work's due.
Oh, right, yeah.
With that in mind, I tried to knock it on the head. Plus, I've been in better shape since I've stopped drinking.
Have you noticed that I don't smell of cigs anymore?
Oh, actually, have you stopped?
Yeah.
Have you been a healthy boy?
I've been a healthy boy. And I'm going to set all my cigarette money and save it up and spend it on fruit.
I mean, don't spend it on fruit. What I like is I've not brought it up. You've brought it up. Like, yeah, it's not bothering me. But you're obviously itching for one, aren't you? A little bit.
No.
Yeah, because you've been shaking your knee throughout this.
I have. I did it on a couple of episodes ago and you can totally hear it on the table.
Yeah, not acceptable. So you've stopped. I mean, well done. Keep it up.
Yeah, 6 days now.
6 days.
But apparently you're not meant to count.
Right, so question mark days.
Yeah.
Well, fair play to you, mate. Keep up. Are you vaping?
No. Nope.
Oh, you quit that as well?
Absolutely. Good.
I mean, it is a homosexual sport, so it's probably best that you avoided that.
Yeah.
Especially the way you look and that. Next question. You got any more?
Yeah, I've got loads. I'm prepared for this one.
Come on. Wicked. I like this. Good game, this.
What would you buy Professor Green for Christmas?
I would buy Professor Green. I tell you what, he's got tattoos, hasn't he?
Yes.
I would get him... like a voucher for a tattoo place.
Right.
£20. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what, actually? Can I change the question?
What?
I've thought of a better one.
Go on.
What would you buy? Oh, no. Don't do it to me. All right, yeah. What would you buy everyone's favourite prison guard, Sam Bailey, for Christmas?
That is a throwback.
It is, isn't it?
That is a throwback. I would buy her a new set of handcuffs. Kinky. Not to be kinky. Like, she's got her husband and that. Teeth don't really do it for me. But, yeah, that's what I would do. What I mean, her Christmas number one, I'm assuming, isn't out.
No. Mm. I'm assuming she's gone back to prison guard.
I would have thought so.
Because career ain't taken off, is it?
No, and it's good pension in that, I think.
Mm. Mm. Oh, wow, yeah. High risk, good pension.
Mm. And she might get a fuck off the prisoners. Oh, no, she'd be with the women ones, wouldn't she? Oh, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
I'm not saying that's libelous, so she's not doing that, obviously. God, you've got to be careful what you say these days.
You do. This is a bit of a cliche, this one.
Yeah.
What?
Try not to. Yeah, as you're eating.
All right. Which famous person would you invite to your son's Christmas dinner?
So, funnily enough, have you been watching I'm a Celebrity? This was on a few weeks ago and they asked about people around the dinner table. Joe Rogan.
Who?
How many am I allowed?
One.
Just one?
Well, I'm paying for the taxi for these fuckers. You're getting one.
Oh, well, he lives in LA.
Right, well, exactly. It's going to be expensive enough then, isn't it?
Dead or alive, though?
Yeah, anyone you want.
Famous.
That's the idea, isn't it? I'm invite my mum over.
I could say, like, a deceased relative, couldn't I?
Why? I'm a family all boring, aren't I?
No, well, it'd be nice to see people. It's my fucking Christmas dinner. I'll invite everyone. Are you cooking it?
Yeah.
Oh, they will be fucking dead. You're cooking it. I'm going to go with someone who is dead, and I am going to say... I mean, who am I even fucking into? Here's one for you.
Yeah.
Princess Diana. Just to see what she reckons happened.
And further question part two.
Yeah.
Would you want her magically bringing back to life, or just the rotting dead corpse of a dead princess at the end of the table?
It'd have to be a sort of peak Diana.
All right. Classic Di.
You know, classic Diana, preferably without the steering wheel embedded into her skull.
Yeah.
And you know when she was sort of allegedly with, is it Dodi Al-Fayed or whatever? Mm-hmm. She was on a yacht in a bikini.
Right.
I mean, she'd be a bit cold, December 25th.
Yeah, okay.
She'd be cold anyway, she's been dead. But you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you know, looking in, you know, good shape. Don't bring a landmine, please.
No. This last one I did tell you about before, so I don't know if you want to do it or not, but your Sunday dinner, you have to sacrifice either potatoes or gravy. What would you
do? Discuss this, and it did take me a minute to think about it.
Are you drawing a horse?
No, it's just a person's nose.
It looks like a horse.
I said I would go dry, Johnny.
You go dry, just like every woman you've ever met.
Only because cranberry sauce, I can get it moist that way.
Oh, no. Don't be a dirty boy.
You've been chewing all the way through this anyway, so...
Yeah, well...
So I would say... Yeah,
so
I would
that say. Was the end of Christmas questions.
Well, hang on, no, because it's not. Who would you have dead or alive at your Christmas dinner?
Penny Flame, innit?
Who's that?
Porn star.
Penny Flame. She dead?
No. What's...
Right, okay. A porn star. What, and you're going to fuck her, are you?
Probably.
Because she's got now else on.
I imagine she'll be quiet this time of year. no, I don't really know. That was just the first person.
Penny, I'll have to look up who Penny Flame is, actually. Penny Flame. Am I going to have, like, big busters on my...
No, not particularly.
Oh, she's looking a bit roper. I'm sure we've discussed her in the past, actually.
I'm sure we have.
Looking at her face. She's not necessarily my cup of tea. Plus, she's also called Jenny Ketchum. So if you could call her by a real name and not a porn name and stop treating her like a piece of meat,
then that'd be nice. We've changed roles here, haven't we?
so, yeah, that's... That's what I think about that. Should we get some more Christmas facts in there? I mean,
yeah, go on then. I mean, we've hit the quarter for episode length, so...
You always say this.
It's just about quality now.
Yeah.
So is there anything...
Has it got to be quality as well?
Oh, well, I mean, let's not go crazy.
Ah, right.
Yeah, we're on 17% battery as well, though, so... Do you remember when we thought I hadn't brought the charger and we couldn't do this?
Yeah. So I'm just going to read this one out loud. It might be bollocks.
Let's have it.
He's going to read it out loud. This is the song that we sing before he reads it out loud.
I thought this section should have a jingle.
Did you know when we talk about the Christmas in France... That doesn't make sense. It is about the midnight mass. Gifts for the poor people, not the four people, the poor people. Candy, gifts for the children, family union, La Rebellion and festive celebration. That was the worst thing I've ever read. I do apologise for that. I don't even know what that was. Oh, fuck.
Plans for New Year?
Pot noodle on a wank. Actually, I've not got many plans for it. You're working now, aren't you?
I'm working in a pub, yeah. You're going to come on? I'm working in a pub.
You'll get loads of tips.
I know, that's why I'm doing it.
Yeah, think of it.
Like Donut Yellow Snow.
Yeah, brush your teeth, stuff like that. So, yeah, you're working, I'm not doing anything. Do you get like 10 minutes off for the countdown?
Half an hour.
Oh, that's alright then, isn't it? Can you have a pint in that time?
I can have a fucking pint, it's New Year's Eve.
Hey, I tell you what, half an hour, I reckon you could have three in that time if you really pushed yourself.
Yeah.
If you really believed in yourself.
Which I do.
And I, for one, support that idea. You think you should do that?
Yeah. And the good thing is, though, they're free pints because I'm working.
Oh, really? They're practically encouraging you to drink, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
If they're free. Jesus.
It's dead good to work on a Friday night and I get 30 quid cash in hand and a little Indian guy over the corner.
Jesus, be careful here now.
No, the bloke who works in a little Indian on the corner.
Yeah, but is he Indian now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He comes over with a chicken wrap for you.
Yeah.
So you have your free pint for work.
What sort of...
Free chicken
is
wrap.
Is it warm?
Yeah.
Is it like a tikka, like a skewer, like he's skewered it in and he's...
No, it's like tikka.
Like a kebab meat one.
No, like tikka.
Yeah.
Chicken in a naan bread wrapped up.
Oh, in a naan bread. Oh, quite doughy then.
Yeah.
Right. What nice though.
And it comes with a sauce.
And you dip it in the sauce or it's the sauce
I
is in it?
Change regularly.
What do you mean?
I just do a different thing.
No, I'm saying it's the sauce within the bread.
Oh, no, no, no. No, the sauce is in a pot.
And you dippy-dip it.
External.
You dippy-dip it.
Yeah.
And I've got into a bad habit of calling eggs eggy-wegs recently. That just came to my mind.
Have you been watching A Clockwork Orange?
No, I've never watched that.
Have you not?
I've know of it.
You should watch it. It's a very good film. And I'm sure he says eggy-wegs in it.
I was put off it. Is it like 3 hours long, isn't it?
No.
Because I've got the attention span of like a fucking ferret.
Yeah, but it's good. It's like almost like two films. Like there's like a bit of an ending, and then it starts again.
What? So you get like more bang for your buck? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Johnny, where can people find these great pictures of you for Halloween and Christmas?
I'll stick them on Twitter.
And what is the Twitter handle?
@GetFactCast.
We have an email address, Johnny. Have you been checking the emails right there? I mean, do they pop up for you?
I do. I've got to check them, but I never get any.
So what is the email?
GetFactCast@gmail.com.
There is a song at the end of this. Please enjoy. We do it just for our own entertainment.
Oh, yeah. There's none of us under the impression that we're actually good.
Yeah, we're not trying to... It's just to poke fun at ourselves. We also, as we mentioned at the start, going to be on the Boobs and Booze, BOOS, podcast at some point in the future. Do give the girls a listen.
Do.
Yeah,
their show's it's a lot longer and a lot better prepared than I was.
Yeah, they actually, do notes and everything. It'll be interesting to see how their professionalism and our
not professionalism.
Our foolishness...
will be actually, won't it?
How that works. Give them a listen, see what you think. Leave them a review, possibly. In fact, if you leave them a review and not us, that's quite annoying.
That would be very annoying.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Please leave us a review. We're on Spotify now, that should have been mentioned.
We're on Spotify now, so you can tell all your friends that don't listen to us because it's a bollock to get podcast apps and things like that.
I've got an Android, I don't know. Well, don't have an Android, have an iPhone like a normal human being
exactly.
Then. Yeah? Stop being an idiot about
it. But we've catered for those idiots.
Yeah, we've catered for them now, so there's no excuse. I would listen to it, but I've got an Android. But my battery lasts longer, but I don't. That's because I don't use my phone for anything because it's useless.
Exactly.
That's how I imagine people with Androids are. It's just on that subject, it's always nerds who hate iPhones.
Yeah, because the creative folk among us just want to pick something up and go.
Yeah, I just think they're like, oh no, Apple products are bullshit. And I don't know any better, because I'm just a chimp with a phone in my hand at the end of the day.
You are, yes you are. Well, you're a very nice chimp, and you've done a very nice job today, so thank you.
Have a great Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, look after yourselves.
Bye.
James wants to do another Christmas rap, but I've no idea why on the last one I was crap. Making things rhyme is easy enough, but making things festive is really quite tough. Okay, I suppose I can hear you all say, just spit out some bars about Santa and his sleigh. It's not that easy, I'm filled with dismay, so let's all hear what James has to say.
No cash for a gift, gotta act swift. Nip into town at the end of my shift. The pricing is atrocious, it's all a disgrace. Now I'm running out of boots with a vanity case. Johnny's got no dollar, his card's been declined. The definition of skimp, he's just redefined. His stocking's looking empty, his biggie bag is too. Gotta get his gifts from Scott, cause he can't afford things new. Attending celebrations like a fucking hero. Getting kissed off the girls under mistletoe. No one likes the bounties or the coffee flavoured chalk, so the ladies chow down on my tinsel covered cock. It's cold outside and we've all had a tickle. Your nan's got drunk and revealed a bit of nipple. That's an action chill, wake up and regret. I'm all smug cause I've got a link set.
So there we have it, the standard's been set. Just a fat man talking fast about his Link's gift set. This will not become the next Christmas hit, but at least he's had fun, the silly festive tit. Christmas ain't just about Jesus and his crew, it's also about all the presents we accrue. I'll end with a shout out to fans old and new. Please send us nudes, unless you're a dude.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.